Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Debit of Yale, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, head football coach at Nicholls State University, Tommy Ryback. Coach, great to have you back on with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you all?
Doing great. Coach, I'm going to ask you what I asked Coach Kellen Moore. He came on with us earlier in the week, and I told him, hey, you know, it's the first time the buck stops with you. When you know, when you're a position coach and you were with the program for so long under Coach Rebo, you had your group and you were certainly a big part of the success there under Coach Rebo. But now, you know, you're getting it from every angle now. It's just not your group that you work with. You get it from all over, and there's so many different things involved with it. And I know with college coaching, it's got to do a lot sometimes with fundraising, recruiting, everything. So, how have you handled that as your first time as a head coach?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head right there. It definitely is a lot going on, from feeding the team to making the itineraries to planning all the meetings and practices. There's a lot that happens, and I'm fortunate to work with some really good people who are able to share some of that workload. But you're right, it's a lot of decisions, but I'm enjoying every second of it.
Coach, you about a month away from cranking the season up. You started off in week zero, and you don't play nobody tough that week. And that Incarnate Word team that everybody's picking to win the Southland. Oh, most people are picking to win the Southland Conference. And I tell people about, people say, oh, about the Southland. I said, you know, it was the first time I saw Cam Ward. I saw him play against you guys.
Yeah,
against Nicholls State.
Right. Yeah.
And now he bounced it a little bit. But, man, he was something. I told this to Rebo after the second time y'all played him. Yeah, I don't think you got to worry about playing him a third time, dude. I'm going to be honest with you. I think he's going to a bigger team. But it goes to show that that's going to happen in the Southland. You'll get a guy. I don't know that Sully Lesh or Chase Forcade, you know, in today's world, would have stayed all 4 years at Nicholls. I don't know that particular part of it. But the way they played, they would have been pursued by other people. And same sort of thing happened with Cam Ward. And so you got to take kind of the good and the bad with that, because you'll have people that maybe didn't get a chance to play at an LSU or University of Louisiana Lafayette or, you know, somewhere else. And they come to Nicholls because they want an opportunity to play.
You're exactly right. The model of building a team has definitely changed here recently with all the things going on in college football. I'm with you. I don't know that you'd be able to keep those guys for 4 years like we did. And if you play them early like we did, then everybody's going to know about them. And everybody would love to have Sully Lush after his sophomore year with 20 TFLs and everything that Chase 4K did and Dejon Dixon, all those guys. So it's really important now to have a good team to put on the field and then also to be developing guys within your program so that when those guys do inevitably move on, you have the next guy ready to go. You're going to have to recruit and fill some holes, but you don't want to fill every single one of them every year, you know? So development of your current roster is so important these days.
Coach, I think in Louisiana especially, I can find you a running back and a receiver and some defensive backs. And I remember talking to Coach Rebo about it. He was like, you know, the toughest positions are the big men in the trenches, offensive, defensive linemen. And sometimes you got to take a chance on a guy. You might see him out of school and he's 6'4", and he's, you know, what, 225, 230, and you hoping that you can put that extra weight and muscle on him, and he becomes that 290-pound guy somewhere down the line. But that's still so difficult to get. I think, you know, just because of Louisiana and the southern part of our region, we don't have a ton of big men, guys, that can play football at a real high level. And that becomes a big challenge for a head coach.
Yeah, they're not easy to get out of the portal, I promise you that. So the ones that can play that are in the portal, they're getting picked up by a group of five teams and even power four teams here every week. So, man, it's important. That's another position on the roster. You got to have numbers. You got to have people you're developing. And you're right. You got to take the 6'5", 240-pound kid coming out of high school and develop them. And, you know, 2 or 3 years, there's no telling – how good he could be for you with a good, consistent routine over the course of a few years.
Coach, we're less than a month away from your opener against Incarnate Word, like Mike had kind of mentioned. That makes me excited because football is right around the corner. I want to ask you, though, about that matchup against UIW. I know that you've been doing your scouting report and kind of preparing for that matchup. They made it to the quarterfinals of the SCS playoffs this past year. They were picked as the preseason favorite in the Southland Conference. I just want to get your preview of the game.
Yeah, what a great opportunity for us, man. We get to open up with the champs of the Southland Conference at home. It's a great challenge for us, but it's something that we're going to be prepared for and ready for, and our guys are going to be excited to be there and play, and they're going to play well in that game. But you talk about Incarnate Word over the last 4 years. Those guys have been making playoff pushes. They've been plays or series away from getting to the national championship game. So credit to them and what they've been able to do with Cam Ward, and even since then, with the quarterbacks that they've had and the way they've been able to play as a team, they've really done a good job representing our conference. But, man, we're excited to have them coming here and playing at home in Gidry Stadium and opening the college football season in America. What a great opportunity for this community in this region.
Coach Rybeck, the one position that is really – it's rare. I got to talk to Ty Simpson, who has had his whole career at Alabama – and he's hardly played, but he stayed there the entire time. I told him, you're the unicorn. Not many guys in this room can say that. Now, Nussmeier can say it, and you know, Arch could say it, but most of the guys in this room, they have went from one school to another, and some of them have went to two schools. So you also have a new starter at the quarterback position. Tell everybody a little bit about him, because he's also taken that trail of a couple schools before he hits Thibodeau.
Yeah, he's been a journeyman for a little bit. Deuce Hogan out of Grapevine Faith in the Dallas area from Texas, originally signed with Iowa. He transferred to Kentucky, where he was Will Levis's backup, played a little bit at Kentucky, and then went to New Mexico State. And when he got there, the coordinator left, you know, shortly after he got there. So they changed offensive schemes from what he signed up for. And he still started some games and had some success there, but was looking for a better fit. And luckily we were able to get him here to Thibodeau. Deuce is an outstanding young man. He represents us well in so many different ways. Very mature, smart. But if anybody saw him throw at Manning Camp, he fits in with a bunch of those guys that were there from other places across the country. He can really throw the football, and he's got a great intellect for the game. So we're excited to get him on the field and give him a chance to showcase what he can do.
Coach, I got to talk to him for a few minutes at Manning Camp, and I told him, hey, I've seen the guys before you. You're the biggest one of the bunch. I mean, you think about Chase and the guys you had after him. They weren't real tall guys. No, he's a big dude. No. Now, you wouldn't pick him out of the crowd that, hey, he plays quarterback. That's not what would be my first choice when I take a look at him.
Yeah, 6'4", man. Helps you out. Helps you a bunch, especially throwing the ball, being able to throw the ball in the middle of the field. You know, helps your protection, gives you some things you can do in that way, man. So we're excited about it.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We'll get you back on right before the start of the season. And I know when you guys start fall drills?
Oh, we are through practice two.
Two?
And we'll
okay.
be on practice three tomorrow morning. So we reported on Tuesday, and we started practice on Wednesday. And we're going every day now. It's been great.
Yeah, you hear the clock ticking, tick, 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 because you know the season is right there.
Oh, yeah. It's routine. Man, I love it, though. What a great time of year. It's routine. It's football all day. It's awesome. So we're looking forward to continuing to work these next few weeks and getting closer to that opener.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time, buddy. Thanks so much. Best of luck to you. Stay healthy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All righty. Coach Tommy Rybeck, first-year coach at Nicholls State University.